Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. The topic today, 4 retail real estate predictions. Over the past 2 years, I've watched with interest and some consternation as a number of retailers, more than I have fingers and toes, have gone into bankruptcy or receivership. And I find that COVID-19 has accelerated that trend. So my first prediction for real estate, retail real estate, over the next year or two, is that there will be a significant number of apparel retailers. Anyone that sells clothes and has a significant debt load is going to either go into receivership or bankruptcy over the next 12 to 24 months. The reason I say that is that those stores need all of their sales in order to service their debt. And unfortunately, they've been closed for the last 3 months. And even in reopening, they're faced with an anxiety amongst a large portion of the population that they don't want to leave their house. So that is my first prediction. My second prediction, in the same vein, is that any apparel retailer that doesn't have debt, in order to survive, is going to have to dramatically reduce their real estate footprint and maybe create more of a showroom or workshop area, and then use more robust online marketing and trending and sales tactics in order to increase their online presence. So that's my second prediction, is that you will see apparel retailers dramatically reduce, the ones that survive, dramatically reduce the size of their stores. And that leads me into my third prediction, which is that warehousing space and warehouse fulfillment centers are going to be in great demand, and the price per square foot for warehousing is going to increase, because all of those apparel retailers that are reducing their footprint need places to receive in, store, and ship out the clothing. So I see fulfillment centers as being a very robust business over the next couple of years, and warehouse landlords reaping more per square foot. My final prediction concerns the malls, and it's an acceleration of a trend that I've already noticed is happening. Cadillac Fairview, in developing the Shops of Don Mills, ringed the mall with residential condominiums. And as a result of that, it drives traffic to the retailers, although they're still struggling. But it also drives traffic to restaurants and movie makers and entertainment venues and places that allow the residents that surround the facility to enjoy themselves. So those businesses at the Shops of Don Mills are thriving, as are the grocery stores, the drug stores. I see that happening with Bayview Village now and with Yorkdale Shopping Center, and I predict that it would be a trend for all mall operators who used to rely upon their retail tenants paying rent in order for the mall operator to pay the mortgage. That's going to shift, such that mall operators are going to have to diversify their sources of income in order to survive. So those are my 4 retail predictions for the next 12 to 24 months. This is Norma Walton Talks. I very much appreciate you listening. Thank you.